you know someone who's greedy? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Paul addressed greed in his letter to the Ephesians. Among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Greed is the insatiable desire to have more. It demands only the best for yourself. It's idolatry that leads to destruction. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. God doesn't prohibit us from enjoying the benefits of our labor. We're told to work and to provide for our needs, but we're not to become entangled in the desire for more or the best of everything. When greed rules in our hearts, we can't fulfill our primary purpose, to glorify God. We have an inborn attitude of greed, always desiring more. The Lord gave us direct instructions not to be controlled by it. He identified greed as the storing up of temporal treasures. He said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal." To overcome greed, you must redirect your goals to storing up eternal treasure. It's a cure with an eternal promise. Now, savings made easy with the Eli app. When you save $1,000, you'll be better off than 40% of all Americans. Check out the Eli app today and download it at crown.org. That's crown.org.